2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away!
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great. University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him.
For the Utah Utes, headed to the Rose Bowl for the first time in program history. Emphatic champions of the Pac-12 as they hammer the Ducks again. It's the
final countdown. For BYU and all of its fans, it was Big 12 weekend. And after a 12-year wait, it's a big win for the Cougs over their in-state rivals. 10 is not coming.
All right, you heard it right here. It's our college football countdown. The numbers are dwindling here, which is a good thing for you college football fans out there. College football, it's the most important thing sports-wise for me in my life. Okay? I love college football more than any of the sports that we follow, any of the things that we cover. College football is it, man. 11 days to Utah State, UConn.
I love soccer. Are you kidding?
Oh, yeah?
That's the sport. That's the sport of champions right there. Soccer.
I know you're trying to be rude.
I am.
It is rude.
It is rude.
There's a lot of soccer fans out there. Not in this room, but, you know, I mean, what? Listen. No, you know what happens,
bless,
actually?
Bless their hearts.
That's not
bless
true.
Bless their hearts.
That's not true. You know what I do on Sunday nights? Sunday nights, I go through and I watch those EPL highlights from that day. From that day and I think their games are on Wednesdays, too.
EPL highlights.
It's good soccer, man. Here's the thing, too.
I like Ted Lasso. I can't wait till the
next. No.
I've actually searched out when is the next freaking season of Ted Lasso.
I pull for the U.S. in the World Cup, and I pull for Argentina in the World Cup.
Come on, the U.S. in the World Cup.
Yeah, man. What?
Like
they're really going to win. They leaked their jerseys. Apparently, people are not happy about it because there's like a tie dye look on one of the World Cup jerseys that Nike produced for this year's World Cup for the U.S. team.
Where is it being played? North America.
Cotter.
Right?
No.
Oh, that's the
Middle
next
East,
one.
Man. No, they have to play it in November because they basically were like, hey, everyone will die. Like, we should be playing it right now. Or we should have been playing it. Hey, people are going to get physically toasted if they play out in this. So we're going to play it in November in Qatar. Qatar. Or if some people like to say Qatar. Right?
So it is a tough sport in the sense that they play. Like, they get out there and they'll play in the conditions.
Yes.
Yeah. That was such a backhanded compliment.
I mean, they get out there. They play, you know.
I know, but it's the flopping. All right. It's what I don't like about the NBA. It's what I don't like about soccer.
Yeah, but you don't say.
And the fact that they sit and run around forever and don't ever score a freaking goal. And when they score, they act like it's the most incredible thing that's ever happened. And you know what they get for it? 1 point.
You uneducated Neanderthal. How dare you?
I don't care if I'm uneducated.
It's the beautiful game, Scott.
All beautiful right. game. Go to school and work strategically down the field so we can kick it in between the goal and get a point.
Here's the thing. Why can't you just have appreciation for different sports for different reasons? Soccer has a place in my life. It's usually every 4 years. It's usually, massive world tournaments. I like watching the Euros. I like watching, the Gold Cup when it happens.
Here's what I like about soccer.
I'm all about it.
They pass amazingly with their feet.
That's how it works.
I mean, no, it's not just what we're talking about, fastballs or –
he kicks a receiver-friendly ball.
Completely. Mm. So they can nail it, right? Boom.
Yeah, but they also have touch, too.
They have spin, and they bend it like Beckham.
Oh, yeah, see? Why do you have to make that noise?
Well,
because he's hot. Because
bend it like Beckham is, like, that's special. That's got some curve on it.
Weird. All right.
Look at the curl on
11 days to Utah State, UConn. 18 days to Utah and Florida and BYU in South Florida. So we're excited about that. There's the breakdown.
18, Peyton Manning.
Here's the deal, though. ESPN released their newest preseason poll. That actually doesn't matter because all the polls that matter have already come out. It's their power rankings. They came out. They're their preseason power rankings. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Any guesses? Alabama, Ohio State, Georgia, Clemson. There's your four. Notre Dame is 5. Now, the Utes actually moved up in this one. Number 6 on the power rankings, ahead of Texas A&M. I thought they were going to be 6 in the AP poll, but I was shooed off of that after the rankings came out and everyone goes, oh, you're an idiot. I thought they were going to be 6, but they ended up being 7. Texas A&M, they've swapped in that spot there. BYU, scrolling.
Keep them
all the way down.
Scrolling.
BYU 25. BYU 25.
Move them up, head them out.
Now they give an X factor on this one for all these teams. The X factor for BYU.
Hey, USC Trojans 12.
I know. Can you believe that? They're actually up 2 spots on the power. I guess in terms of power
rankings, they're higher than Oregon.
It's kind of like who has a bunch of all-stars on their team? And USC definitely fits that bill.
Oregon's number 13.
Here's BYU's X factor according to this list. Puka Nacua is coming off a breakout season, which he caught 43 passes for 805 yards and 6 touchdowns. And Tyler Algier, being not a part of the team, obviously, this year, is a huge part of this. Puka Nacua is going to be as important as ever as quarterback Jaren Hall tries to build off of a strong 2021 season.
You know why they put Tyler Algier in there? Because
he's not there.
No, because he got drafted. They're like, he's a 5th-round pick of the Atlanta. See that?
You know what though?
So they're saying they have good players.
We didn't hear about he had a preseason appearance.
He played well.
3 rushes for 25 yards. That's actually pretty darn good.
Yeah.
He didn't come into the third quarter because that's one of a lot of guys who, if you're drafted in the 5th round, you kind of end up being in. I think he's going to. Here's what it says about Tyler Algier. I think he's going to make that 53-man roster, and I don't think it's a question either. I think he's going to be one of those backs for the Atlanta Falcons.
So if BYU wins its first 3 games, they will soar up the charts.
Oh, yeah.
They will fly.
So the first 3 games, of the season, USF, Baylor, and Oregon?
At Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. I mean, if you're thinking about – the first 3 games of anyone's schedule, typically non-conference, it wouldn't be Oregon and Baylor.
No, including
USF. I mean,
I wonder who when they say X factor in all these games, and you think to yourself, okay, what would an X factor be in a game like this against Oregon, for example, to win up at Autzen? It's not impossible. I think Oregon is one of these teams that they can be overrated in a situation like this.
But here's a guy. Here's why Puka Nacua is that X factor. Mm-hmm. He can play. He can make plays. He can be a game changer. I mean, that's what he is. I mean, he's got that kind of an ability. Oregon has a pretty good secondary, but Puka Nacua can match it, and that gives Jaren Hall a weapon. and a weapon that can score touchdowns. And when you have that, that's the X factor. I mean, it really is. I mean, I 100%. If you were to ask me, of all the players on BYU's football team, who's the guy that could be the best, most important guy on their team? Hands down, Puka Nacua. Seriously. I mean, I know Jaren Hall is the quarterback and all this stuff. Puka is a legitimate talent.
He's one of those guys that BYU has not had that talent at wide receiver in a long, long time.
Yep.
And when was the last time you were like, yeah, they've got first round talent at wide receiver? When did Austin Colley go in the draft? You know, when did some of these really good wideouts for BYU go? I mean, Puka Nacua could be, before it's all said and done. I mean, I hope he doesn't. I think that this is one of those years where he goes, I'm going to have a crazy year and then I'm going to hit the draft. You know what I mean? So we'll see. All right. We're going to take a break here. When we come back. Oh, no, I wanted to. Well, shoot. I'm going to do it when we come back. We've got audio from Kyle Whittingham when we return from Utah's practices, and because he has something to say about polls. So I want to make sure and get to that. So the polls that came out, these polls that keep coming out, preseason polls, we're not done with them. Everybody's going to keep talking about them. We'll come back. More to go. Unravel continues. 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.